And it's in Vail Mount that the community is reeling after a devastating fire took the life of a one-year-old boy. Two others, the boy's brother and father, were badly burned and are in hospital in Vancouver. Alicia Olson is fundraising for medical bills for her brother-in-law and nephew, and she joins us from Vail Mount this morning. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
This must be an incredibly difficult story to talk about. How is your family coping after the fire?
About the best we can. We've all come together and the community has come together for us, and it's, you know, the support and the help is beyond amazing. We're just taking it an hour at a time, I guess.
And some hours, I imagine, must be more difficult than others.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's been a struggle, that's for sure.
Take me back to the night of this fire. What happened?
Well, we can't say for sure. All we know is that the trailer burnt down. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Dominic out.
And Dominic was just a year old.
Yep.
There were survivors of this fire, though. If we can look at the silver lining, your nephew and brother-in-law are in a Vancouver hospital. Do you know when they can come home?
That's, you know, another day-to-day thing. They're being well taken care of. They're both in the burn unit. That's just, yeah, that's a day-to-day thing. We don't know yet when we'll be able to bring them home. It's, yeah, I don't know what to say.
How has this brought the community of Vail Mount closer?
You know, it's a tragedy. My sister and my brother-in-law, you know, they lost everything. So I guess everyone just, you know, they're supporting us. You know, the fundraising has been phenomenal.
What have you seen?
You know, there's been 50-50, you know, donated to us. We have a bunch of events that have been happening, and, you know, all the proceeds have been going to my sister and my brother-in-law. You know, people are giving us stuff, like so much stuff, clothes, toys. Just, yeah.
What does the family need the most right now?
Right now, I think we're at the point where, you know, we just need money. You know, like, we're just trying to raise enough money to, you know, help with my sister being in Vancouver, you know, for, you know, thinking long term for when they come home. I think we pretty much have everything else covered. Like, it's been amazing. You know, people are willing to donate furniture and just everything pretty much to get them back into a home and have a home, I guess.
So no sense at this point when your sister and her family will be able to return to Vail Mount.
Pardon? Sorry?
Do you don't know at this point when your sister and her family will be able to leave Vancouver and come home to Vail Mount?
We have no idea.
How will this Christmas be for your family?
It's going to be tough. Very, very, very tough. Probably be spending it in Vancouver.
Alicia Olson, can you give me some details about how people can help?
We have two GoFundMe accounts set up, and they're being shared around Facebook. Me and my mother have set up a CIBC account for them. People have been going into the branches and depositing, and or they can email transfer me money for me to put in there.
How do you come back from something like this, Alicia?
I honestly have no idea.
Day by day.
Day by day. You know, one foot forward at a time.
Alicia, I appreciate your bravery and courage to share the story this morning with us.
Yeah, no worries.
Alicia Olson is the sister to a woman who lost her home. Her brother-in-law and Alicia's brother-in-law and nephew were injured in that house fire in Vail Mount on Tuesday. The house fire also claimed the life of the one-year-old child, Dominic. And as you heard there, the father and brother are still in hospital with severe burns. We're not sure when they will be able to return home from Vancouver. You can contact Alicia Olson. Go to the CIBC if you'd like to donate money to help the family.